Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Beevil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It is the 27th day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in broadcast program. It's a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 17. You say, ooh, it was 10 degrees when I got up this fucking morning. It's winter. I'm going to call that winter. Anywho, we're going to run through this first little bit, and then we'll be right back, and we'll go look at the Ministry of Lies, the Ministry of Making Money off of fucking this strategy, the Ministry, the Incorporated fucking alternate media. We'll go take a look.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, and I meant the incorporated alternative media. I don't think they're fucking alternative, I'm going to tell you. I think it's bullshit. I think they're all incorporated, and that makes sense. And if we're fighting the corporation, don't that make them a fucking part of it? Every one of them that comes on here, you know, join us. You can make fucking money off this fucking tragedy. Join us, man. There's little kids getting squished and squashed, and we'll show them to you. Join us. You guys make me fucking want to puke. I never a mention of that fucking Bill of Rights, right? Okay. What's the first article here? mRNA inventor, World Health Organization, orchestrating pandemics to usher in a new world order. Wow. Fuck, I'm going to be the most informed fucking slave on this planet. I swear I will, people. This is by Sean Adele, Taba Tabaya, the people's voice once again, and I guarantee you there's going to be a fucking... And come join it. You know, you can make some fucking money at this with this. If you get into it with this, this is what it's all a fucking about. This is what destroyed this fucking country. Your fucking greediness. And you'll let it go ahead and get destroyed because you can live a little better than the next guy next to you who's a fucking slave just like you. You make me fucking sick. According to Dr. Malone, the COVID-19 doesn't exist, and you fucking know it doesn't exist, but this is how you get to make money. This is how you get the $100,000 sets, isn't it, you motherfucking incorporated fucking pricks? There is no COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There was no fucking pandemic. Allowed unelected globalist groups such as the UN and the World Economic Forum to take control of the health policies of nation states around the world future pandemics will help fast track their ultimate goal of one world government. No, they won't. You're sitting there fucking, are you fucking preaching for the fucking enemy? Are you the fucking enemy, incorporated motherfucker? No, they won't. Because we'll blow their fucking asses away when they try it. Brownstone.org reports, although this power grab has been percolating, that's coffee, for many decades, the COVID crisis acted as an accelerant to, Syrianize international agreements that advise the advance the U.S. as, or damn it, advance the U.N. as a world government. I'm pissed off. The United Nations has morphed into a leviathan. Its various agreements and goals seek to centrally dictate the world's economy, migration, productive health, monetary system, digital IDs, environmental, agriculture, wages, climate modifications, one world health, and other related globalist programs. You might be your aim, but motherfucker, my aim is a fucking crosshair on your fucking head. To be clear, these are the goals of an organization seeking to globalize command economy, not an organized focused on world peace and ending wars or human rights. No shit. Fuck, man. I'm glad you told me that. This UN aims to regulate every dimension of our personal and national lives. It is working to reduce and eliminate national sovereignty across the world and thereby to decrease our diversity, our traditions, our religions, and our national identities. Fuck again, man. God damn. Where do you guys get this shit? Wow. I mean, I ain't heard nobody talk about this. I was talking about this fucking 10 fucking years ago. The UN has partnerships and strategic agreements with member nations as well as other globalist organizations such as Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Bank, the CEPI, the GAVI, the World Trade Organization, the European Union, and the World Economic Forum known as the WEF. Here is an example of how the United Nations operates. The WEF and the UN signed a strategic agreement and partnership in 2019. Remember that the WEF has a commitment to stakeholder capitalism. Now see, fucking who owns this goddamn country? See, this is how you know that you're a 14th Amendment fucking goddamn citizen. You know, you're a 14th Amendment citizen and you're not a goddamn, what am I trying to say here? You're a fucking, you got your goddamn king and then you got your goddamn fucking, you're goddamn it. What's the word I'm looking for? Stakeholder capitalism. Oh man, think of it. By which private partnerships work to control governments. No, you fucking geniuses. The World Economic Forum developed a plan in 2020 to use COVID crisis. There was no COVID crisis. It was all a fucking farce. You mean to use the fucking illusion of a COVID crisis, right? Because you understand this. We all understand that it was all a fucking lie, right? To recognize global governance around social issues, including climate change, this plan was called the Great Reset. The World Economic Forum is a trade organization representing the world's largest corporations. What the fuck do they have to do with our goddamn country? They have no fucking jurisdictional authority here. They are fucking violating our fucking laws at ad nauseum. And fucking fuck the WEF. Destroy it. Kill it. Kill its fucking leaders. Kill every fucking one of them. You have the fucking obligation to do it under the law, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Fucking kill them. It repeatedly exploits disruptive technologies to enhance economic growth opportunities for its corporate members. We're not stakeholders, man. We're all those people subjects. That's a word I was looking for. We're fucking subjects. We don't have no goddamn rights. We have a sovereign. Somebody owns us like fucking property, but not me because I'm an individual free sovereign national. and I'm fucking, I fucking filed the fucking writ for it, and I'll fucking back it with my fucking guns. The WEF is specifically designed to advance the economic power of its global elite members, otherwise known as billionaire class. Well, we can end that real quick. You man, this is a handful of fucking cocksuckers ruining the lives of billions, ruining the lives of billions of fucking people. And we're just fucking letting it happen. When we do not have to, when we can, under our law, fucking wipe these cocksuckers from the face of this fucking earth. And you know it. Every one of you knows it, that fucking, I mean, they know it. This fucking goddamn incorporated fucking site made to make money. See, you're going to walk around it. You're not going to talk about the fucking solution. The solution is we fucking shoot their fucking asses. That's what that second article was all about. Last ditch fucking effort that you can make to fucking preserve your liberty and your freedom, isn't it? No, we can't do that. We got to get, if you guys all join this, this thing here, we'll tell you more shit that you already knew for fucking 20 years. 2019 strategic agreement, who is managing the conflicts of interest that come with this partnership? Where is the transparency? Fuck that word. You shove that word up your fucking ass, punk. You punk that wrote this, you fucking punk. Transparency, my fucking ass. Where's the transparency? If we had transparency, see, all this shit would fix itself. We don't have to get violent. These people would stop if we just let them know that we know what they're doing. God, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. The UN has 14 specialized organizations under its leadership, all involved in global governance, including the World Health Organization. Has no fucking bind or hold on me. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. The only law I recognize is the law of December 15, 1791, known as that Bill of Fucking Rights. That is the only fucking law I recognize, and it's my fucking law. It's my fucking jurisdiction. You cocksuckers are fucking goddamn, you've declared war on us. You're enemy combatants. You got a bullet coming to your ass. None of these organizations have anything to do with the scope of the original UN Charter. Fuck you and fuck the original UN Charter. What are you doing talking about it? It was unlawful when it was put into place. The whole goddamn country's been unlawful since fucking that cocksucker Lincoln declared it martial law in violation of the 9th and 10th articles of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the only ratified law by the law ratified by the representatives of the people. It's the only fucking law in this fucking country, period. That fucking constitution ain't worth wiping your ass on it. It has no power behind it because it was not fucking goddamn ratified by the people. We granted them no fucking authority to do any fucking thing. And we have the right to fucking, see, that's why they had to get rid of those common law courts. That was the first fucking move. Got to get, because man in them common law courts, we go and grab these motherfuckers by their fucking necktie, drag their ass out the door with a fucking warrant in our hand that we got over there at the goddamn common law court. We'll have our affidavit attached, toss their ass in the fucking clink, and then send the fucking information to a real fucking grand jury, picked off the fucking street, not out of the Masonic Lodge. And they would fucking pay the fucking piper big time. They'd be hanging outside the goddamn courthouse on a goddamn lamppost. None of these organizations have anything to do with the scope of the original UN Charter. Fuck you, which was focused on ending wars. No, it wasn't. That fucking, you bought that? You really bought that? I know. I don't know nobody that I knew back then when it fucking became that bought that one fucking bit. It was just a fucking to get their fucking foot in the door, and you fucking know it. When they put that goddamn New York at their goddamn headquarters, when they put that pistol out there with the barrel tied in the knot, did that give you any fucking clues? Promoting world peace and human rights, you goddamn right. Tell the Palestinians that. The UN has been quietly building power. Oh, quiet. No, they haven't been quietly building power. We've been watching the motherfuckers. They've come right out and I tell you, fuck you, you're nothing and we're everything. Well, we are, might be nothing, but we're fucking armed, fucking nothing. And we've read the goddamn anti-federalist papers, and you've done everything in them that the fucking anti-federalists warned us. And it's time to fucking shoot your ass out of this fucking country and hang you fucking treasonous cocksuckers that fucking betrayed us and allowed and even joined the UN. You can't do it. You didn't have the fucking authority. You could not fucking do it. For years prior to the pandemic, the various agreements and treaties, and I see everybody goes to that treaty thing in the fucking Constitution, says treaties are the highest law. Well, no, they fucking ain't. Because the ninth article says, because they're relying on this Constitution, they say, well, it's a treaty. We made a treaty. Nothing you can do about it. Fuck you. I'm an individual free sovereign national. That ninth article is my fucking law that applies to me and my jurisdictional authority, which is the only jurisdictional authority in this country, mine and every other fucking individual free sovereign American nationals. And you can shove your treaties up your fucking ass because they violate the ninth article, which says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights that authorities like to make treaties. Shall not be construed, that is interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And that wasn't a fucking, you know, everybody tries to tell you the ninth article was about, because you couldn't name every fucking right that you had in the Bill of Rights. And so it was futile. No, it was a fucking system. It was our law. When this country was, when we whipped the fucking British out of here, the British law went with them, didn't it? Wouldn't you think so? So this is our fucking law. And it's not, and with the articles in, with the due process articles in the fucking Bill of Rights and the common law courts, we can settle any fucking dispute that comes up of any kind. We can form partnerships and shit that the government has, this fucking corporation that should have been destroyed a long fucking time ago has no fucking say in. They've never had a say over the people. They remember when, can any of you remember back when they used to call them your public servants? Are they serving your fucking ass? No, they ain't. Have they ever? Hell no, they haven't. They've served them fucking selves. They've come and taken what is yours without due process of law and sold it to fucking China. Growing land to starve your fucking ass. They don't give a fuck about nobody but their Masonic fucking selves. Do what thou will and fuck everybody else. Just make sure you have what you want. You fucking traitors. Every one of you will fucking hang. You'll be put against the fucking wall. For instance, the 2030 agenda of sustainable development. I don't really give a fuck about it. Fuck you over there. If you go past the boundaries of these United States, I don't give a fuck what you got to say, and you ain't got a fucking thing to say about what happens here. This fucking country belongs to the American nationals, motherfuckers. You can go with these goddamn fucking foreign motherfuckers pretend in the international corporate mafia and fucking King Chuck. Anti-justice fucking system, all you fucking want. It is not the fucking law. The law says we should have already shot your fucking asses out of this country, that we should have already secured freedom and liberty for our children. Remember growing up when they told you every generation wants to see the next generation do better. Now it's fucking destroyed. Can we kill kids? Let's kill fucking 3-year-olds. Let's rape 3-year-olds. You fucking can't see this. For instance, the 2030 agenda of sustainable development, shove it up your ass. Try it with me, motherfucker. It's a recent example of such an agreement. Agenda 2030 is a treaty for transforming our world. No, you're not going to transfer the United States of these Americas because I will not let you. I am an individual free sovereign national. I am the jurisdictional authority here, and you are in violation of my people's law, of my law. My law is an individual free sovereign, motherfucker. You're in gross violation to the point of fucking treason, to the point of fucking sedition, and you will fucking hang. As was signed into international law in 2015, this treaty was elevated the United Nations to a position of self-serving global government bureaucracy. You have no fucking say in this country, motherfucker, says the ninth article to the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791. You fucking try it, we kill you. That's how it works. I'm sick of seeing all this stuff like it's a fait accompli. And then they're going to do it. You're doing the fucking talk and do it, motherfucker. See if you can. Agenda 2030 has 17 goals and 169 targets, which vary widely in scope and topic, but almost all of these goals directly affect world governance. There is no world governance that the United States has to fucking realize. There's no world governance that I have to realize. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national. I can tell you to shove anything up your fucking ass I want to. As long as I'm not fucking violating another's rights, I can do any motherfucking thing in these United States of these Americans, in the boundaries in the fucking of this fucking country that I fucking want to. My rights are on every single square fucking inch of it. And you better understand that, because that's what you're about to get the lesson. They know this. They know this shit, people. They know what power that fucker has. That's why they don't put it in these fucking articles. These motherfuckers wouldn't be sitting on fat wallets in front of $100,000 fucking sets, serving you up a fucking dose of controlled opposition, would they? United Nations to a position of self-serving global government bureaucracy. Try it, motherfuckers. Bring it on. Agenda 2030 has 17 goals, 169 targets, widely in scope and topic, but almost all of these goals directly affect world governance. There is no such fucking thing in this country. Can't be, because we're individual, free, sovereign nationals. The only one that governs us is us. That's what autonomy fucking means, motherfucker. You think you can fucking push this fucking lawyer, this attorney, or you think you can turn and twist this fucking shit, twist some words and take fucking things? You can't twist that fucking Bill of Rights, motherfucker. That is written in absolute fact. It reads the same frontwards and backwards, and it says we get to blow your fucking head off if you fuck with us. Here are just a few examples from the Agenda 2030 treaty. Is this what the United Nations should be concerned? I don't really give a fuck. The United Nations better get the fuck out of here while they still got a chance. When this thing breaks loose, people, when this thing fucking finally breaks loose, I know there's 40 million of you out there that are ready to rip these motherfuckers, rip this fucking country right down to the fucking roots if we have to. When this motherfucker starts, the airport shut down. The fucking boat docks shut down. Nobody's getting out. You don't let them get out of here. They're going to want us flee. When you see them start running, man, that's when you better shut down the fucking means of transportation out of this country. Nobody's leaving. Nobody's coming in. We're going to fucking take care of this shit once we get control of that nuclear arsenal. I fucking dare you to try it. Put me on the fucking button, man. I'll show you. I'll tell you. I'll say, you fucking you think I'll fucking do it? Now I did it, huh? Ouch. Let me see me do it again. You want to fucking push them all, you motherfuckers? Because I will not live as a fucking slave upon this fucking earth, you motherfucking scum. Especially under a piece of pedophilic shit like you. Here are just a few examples of Agenda 2030, I'm sorry. We are determined to protect the planet from degradation. You can do whatever you want on your 100 acres, motherfucker. You come over on mine, you get blasted back over to yours, including through sustainable consumption and production, sustainable management and natural resources, and taking urgent action on climate change. These same motherfuckers have controlled everything from the fucking beginning. They are the strip miners. They are the ones that fucking destroyed the fucking force of this country for fucking money for the fucking king and queen of England. They are the fucking same cocksuckers, only they're trying to make it just like when the mafia put INC behind their name. They weren't the mafia no more. You're still the international corporate mafia. You're the same fuckers that, I mean, if there is damage to the environment, you're the motherfuckers that did it for a big mountain of fucking gold that you can't even fucking spend in 1,000 generations. You sick in the head, pedophilic pieces of shit. Achieve full productive employment and decent work for all men and women. Fuck you. We own this country. We're entrepreneurs. What we're going to do is we're going to put our currency system back into fucking place that we were guarant fucking teed, only we're going to do it ourselves. You ain't going to have a fucking thing. There ain't going to be nobody calling themselves government. It's going to have a goddamn thing to say about anything. And it will be gold and silver. And it will not be a debt fucking dollar. It will not be trading debt. We'll be trading real fucking, we'll be trading assets for assets. We'll make our, every one of us should be living like a Saudi prince. This is the richest country on planet fucking Earth. And people, man, they'll sell out for the littlest scraps from the fucking table of someone who's just too fucking, it's the dumbasses that do it. I mean, smart people wouldn't fucking do it. But I mean, that's why you see at the top of the, that's why the tree dies from the top down, because the assholes are elevated. If you're somebody that will fucking commit treason, that will fucking accept fucking, well, you commit treason on yourself, accept the fucking taking of your brother's fucking goddamn rights to put a few more dollars in your fucking pocket. You're one of their boys. Join the club. It's called the fucking Masons. Get involved. Full productive employment. I don't want employment. I want my natural fucking rights. I'll employ my fucking self. I'll be self fucking employed. I'll be in what's called an entrepreneur, and that's what we were all supposed to be, because we had so much resource, and we had a debt-free fucking dollar to or currency to work with. That's how, and then all we had to do is access our resources, and damn, we would all be rich, and not let every motherfucker that from around the world wanting to come here and take what we won through fucking blood. And just open, freak, you send us your thieves, your fucking goddamn pedophiles. Send us your fucking goddamn worms, your slime. Send us all over here. Bullshit. Hey, you know what, France? I don't know who's ahead of France. But I wonder how it would feel to have that whole Statue of Liberty shoved up your ass. Because we didn't write those goddamn words. We didn't put that fucker in the goddamn New York Harbor. You did, Mason. Eliminate discriminatory laws, policies, and practices. You don't have nothing to say about our fucking laws, motherfucker. And that's what you're going to learn the hard way. Adopt policies, especially fiscal wage, and see policy. Policy is not law. It's this goddamn Roman civil law. This is private fucking policy. They think they're going to enforce as public law. Get ready. Adopt policies, especially fiscal wage and social protection policies, and progressively, that's communism, achieve greater equity. No, each to each own. You know, this country was so rich. If we'd have started out with level playing field, I mean, everybody would have had a plenty. And if you had an aptitude and you wanted a little more, you could have had it. It's the fucking greed of the people that want more. I mean, when you... Like the Indians, you know, you took from the land what you fucking needed. Why would you take more? You ruined what you got. I mean, this is what fucking sustained your fucking life. Why would you want to fucking destroy it to make a big pile for one motherfucker that he could more, like I said, more money than 10 generations could fucking spend? Why? Greed, sickness. It's a goddamn fucking mental illness. That's what it is. You know, they're always wanting to treat like, fucking guns. Oh, it's mental. It's mental. Everything's mental. This is mental. This is what's wrong. These people have mental fucking problems. They're fucking sick in the head, and they need to be taken out back like a rabid dog and put a 22 in the back of their fucking bean. By 2030, provide legal identity for all, including birth registration. Well, we'll fucking, again, I mean, dream on, motherfucker. Dream on sooner. I mean, this is closer. I got to believe that goddamn people can't take much more of this. I know I can't. This is an agenda of unprecedented scope and significance. It is accepted by all countries and is applicable to all. This is accepted by all. Fuck you. Them fucking goddamn, what the hell do I want? International corporate mafia. Motherfucking goddamn occupiers do not represent the people of this country. Just like when you told the goddamn Israelis, the America, all of America is behind you. Didn't look like it, did it? You see them shut down the fucking Thanksgiving parade? You see the people out ripping shit apart? No, we do not. These fuckers do not represent us, and they can't sign for us. That's against the fucking goddamn law of December 15, 1791, in particular, the 9th and 10th article. They do not have the authority. They're not our mommy and daddy. They can't fucking sign goddamn loans in our name. They can't do shit. But we have to stand up and enforce it. Significance is accepted by all the countries and is applicable to all. Fuck you. No, it ain't. Agenda 2030 is essentially a totalitarian socialist manifesto. And you think we're going to accept that? You think that our forefathers fucking fought in the mud and the blood and had their houses burned down, their children killed, themselves fucking killed, maimed, to get our goddamn rights to hand them over to you? I think you're going to have to do a little bit better than that, motherfucker. I know I'm going to fight like a demon out of hell when you try to take my goddamn rights. And many more forceful statements regarding the reduction of national rights are found in the United Nations Treaty. Shove your treaty up your ass. It's subservient to the 9th and 10th article. It cannot be because it fucking interprets the fucking goddamn treaty part in the fucking Constitution as saying that you can nullify our fucking goddamn Bill of Rights, and you can't. The 9th article is quite fucking clear, and so is the 10th, making it apply to the states. Anyway, let's go look at some more shit. Where are we at here? 34. We'll take a break and then we'll go look at some more shit. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's cutting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Waste today. Waste today. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. We'll be right back. watches life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And no one could ever see it clear. The end is coming so much. Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days. More wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time, and that was John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen, neither who I can fucking stand. But the goddamn words, I mean, this is 13 fucking years. How many, is this all wasted days? Am I sitting up here wasting another fucking day because my goddamn people are fucking cowards? Because my people don't have no fucking backbones? Because they don't care for, they want somebody else to go die. That's always been our wars, hasn't it? That's why they like them overseas. It kind of separated you from the reality of it. Well, the reality of it is they're going to kill your fucking ass anyway. You better ruck up and fucking become a man and start killing those cocksuckers back. Had to throw that in there. Wasted days. Where were we here? This one here, teen son of Pennsylvania homeless advocate charged with murder of vagrant after accusing him of raping 16-year-old girl, and I believe the fucking did. I have a picture of this kid here, and fucking I'll tell you what, they've released these motherfuckers in Klamath Falls. You go up there and be squatting and shitting in the middle of a fucking parking lot or jerking off by a sidewalk at a fucking McDonald's. And the fucking, you think the cop is coming? No, they're over there fucking with somebody over a fucking seatbelt. Fucking or somebody doesn't have the insurance. You didn't pay the fucking man. I don't blame this fucking kid. He's got more fucking guts. He's got more fucking backbone than 90% of the fucking people in this country, it would seem. And I'll tell you what, these motherfuckers, they try to come around my car. I say, you better get the fuck back away from my car. I caught one trying to look into one. I said, you better get the fuck out of my sight right now. And I looked around, that motherfucker disappeared. They're putting these animals, they're taking them out of the insane asylums. They are killing people. They come down to fucking streets people have lived on for generations in Klamath Falls. I mean, beautiful fucking streets, beautiful homes. And they fucking, next thing you know, there's a row of fucking old motor homes that had to be fucking towed there because they couldn't run. And they're fucking plugging into the people's fucking electricity. There's goddamn needles all over the goddamn place. You don't dare let your fucking children out. And they're raping fucking people. They're raping children. They were sent here for that. It's like when the British released the fucking Indians on the frontier during the fucking, well, the Revolutionary War, which was the fucking hijacking of the uprising. At any rate, a Pennsylvania teen has been charged with first-degree murder. No, fucking justice. That's what he dealt out. First-degree murder for the killing of a homeless man. Oh, a homeless man. You come look at, you come out, you don't believe me, you come here, I'll show you these motherfuckers. I'll show you what they're calling a homeless man in an act of, in an alleged act of vigilantism. Well, that's a word you better get used to, vigilantism, because that's the only fucking justice you will find in this goddamn country. And the vigilantism is enforcing the fucking Bill of Rights, because the fucking goddamn common law courts have been removed and your only avenue to justice is fucking violence. The boy claims the man had raped his girlfriend. His father, who is a, I love this, his father, who is the leader of a homeless advocacy organization, was left stunned. I'm sure you're going to go against your son too, you fucking prick. You're one of the people that fucked this country up to the point that this, that your son's girlfriend got fucking raped, weren't you? And you're going to fucking cover for yourself. Oh, you, Thomas James Narhos, 15 of Stowe, was charged with first-degree murder on Wednesday over the death of a homeless man, Jeremy Whalen Hawkins, 39, according to the Daily Mail. Narhos allegedly approached Hawkins just after midday in Pottstown and fired a single shot at Hawkins' face, which caused him to fall to the ground. He fired a second shot before dropping the firearm and walking away from the scene. Narhos was detained by bystanders. Wait, you cocksucking, you fucking assholes. Somebody steps up and does something just, you're going to be, you fucking Jew ass sucking motherfuckers. You don't realize you're at fucking war. You're traitors to your people. Narhos was detained by bystanders before police arrived. Did you get pet yourself? Did you get a little pet on the head from that fucking pig, from that fucking corporate fucking mercenary that has no jurisdictional authority in this fucking land whatsoever? Did you get a pet on the head? You fucking go along to get along, fucking nobody, nothing, motherfucker. Police said they recovered a 40 caliber Smith & Wesson firearm at the scene, which was registered to the teen's father, Tom Narhos. And you take a look at this kid, he looks like a normal fucking kid. Shame on you. The elder Narhos, look how this smells, N-I-A-R-H-O-S, Narhos, is the executive director of Potsman's Beacon of Hope, which is a homeless advocacy organization that provides emergency shelter to homeless people living on the streets. Upon further investigation, detectives say that the motive for the shooting may have been related to an alleged sexual assault case. Narhos claims that Hawkins raped his 16-year-old girlfriend earlier this year, according to police records. Pottstown police investigated the allegations for months before the shooting. However, authorities say that the girl's family was uncooperative and didn't wish to press charges. So this guy's girlfriend, think of that. You're a young guy. Man, I would have done it back then. Fuck yeah. Fuck, I would rape my fucking girlfriend. Boom. I'd have killed him with my bare fucking hands. According to the, yeah, but see, the kid, think about that, man. You got a girlfriend, and you really like her, man. And fucking some cocksucker, fucking scum. You got to come see. You can't believe what these motherfuckers are. That homeless my fucking ass. Fucking out of a psych ward. And fucking shitting in the fucking parking lots. And fucking going around and bothering. I mean, people, my sister and they were carrying tasers and bats and fucking shit. I mean, fuck, we'll fuck those cocksuckers up. But they're dumping them in here. They're dumping them in Klamath Falls. Tons of the motherfuckers. They're everywhere. Before the shooting, however, authorities say that the girl's family was uncooperative. Why were you uncooperative? Because you didn't want it fucking all over the papers that the filthy fucking scum sucking bum fucking raped your little daughter. God, that would fucking be so horrible. Think about it, people. According to the affidavit, police body cam footage recorded Narhos yelling at first responders not to save Hawkins as they tried performing life-saving measures. He's a rapist. Don't be sorry for him. He raped a 15-year-old girl. Don't help him. The teen yelled, according to the court documents. I believe the kid. Speaking to the Daily Mail, the teen's father expressed extreme disapproval of the incident. Fuck you. You're no kind of fucking dad. At least your boy's more of a fucking man than you are, you son of a bitch. I know who these fuckers are. I know what they look like, and I know what they're fucking murdering, raping, doper fucking pieces of fucking shit. Extreme disapproval of the incident and said, the only comment I have is that it was a tragedy and my prayers go out to the Hawkins family. Well, if you can go through the mental institution and find out which one he came out of, maybe you can find out who his fucking family is, because that's who they're loosing on us in the streets. Like I said, just like the fucking British did back during the, well, the what they called the Revolutionary War, which is the hijacking of the People's Popular Uprising. But they, you know, released the Indians to raid up and down the fucking frontiers and fucking burn people's homes. Terror. That's what this is about. This is about terror. And you don't believe this shit's going on, come here to Klamath Falls, Oregon, and come take a look. Klamath Falls, fucking Oregon. This used to be a town of about 20,000 people in fucking the old theaters and stuff. Oh, it was a great, man, when I was growing up, what so fun to go to town. And, you know, it was a 60-mile round trip. But, I mean, that was out here in the boondocks, man. That was the only game in town unless you wanted to drive clear to fucking Eugene. But, I mean, it was such a nice town. Fucking everybody was nice to each other. There wasn't no scum on the fucking street. Everybody worked for a fucking living. And now you ought to go see it. They're dumping fucking Mexicans and fucking Hondurans and every other fucking race you can think. Fucking at night in the goddamn Harbor Freight parking lot. You're dumping them, aren't you, you motherfuckers? You Mason motherfuckers, you think we don't know? You think we ain't seen it? The elder Naros, who expressed the homeless, experienced homelessness himself, fuck who hasn't, told authorities that he had located a letter in his son's bedroom on Wednesday that indicated he was planning on running away from home. Naros also said that Hawkins was not known to his organization. But then how have you got an opinion you want to say you're fucking sorry for it? What about that little girl that got fucking raped, you son of a bitch? How would it have been your girlfriend, you motherfucker? You're a piece of shit. You're not, no, I don't, this kid, you look at him, he looks like a decent kid. How he got that way, I'll be goddamned if I know. If a fucking dad like that, I would have said, good fucking riddance to that motherfucker. I'll fight you all the fucking way. I'll bring the goddamn whole goddamn country down on your ass for this shit. You don't get to release people from the insane asylums and bring them, bust them in here to fucking rape our children. Naros was charged with first-degree murder as an adult on November 22nd. Was arraigned, if he'd have been fucking, he'd have been one of these goddamn MS-13 guy, he wouldn't have been charged as an adult. He'd have been, you know, he'd probably been released by now and back on the street killing some fucking buddy else. Magistral district judge, which it's a fucking misnomer because there can't be no such a fucking thing, because the government never had no fucking goddamn right to have any kind of jurisdictional authority over the fucking people, as proclaimed in the fucking 9th article and the 10th article, which is being fucking ignored and will be ignored until it's backed up with bullets. Margaret Hunsicker, he was ordered to be held at the Montgomery County Youth Center. The next court hearing will be on November 30th. If he's only fucking 16, what the fuck are you holding him for? Oh, that's right, because he ain't a fucking goddamn foreigner. That one pissed me off. Might as well go on just right down the line. Settler violence, dispossession, and displacement accelerate in Hebron amid Gaza war. Now, fucking that. See, that's something else. There's your fucking goals. Gaza war. It ain't no fucking war. It's the goddamn Jews committing genocide on the Palestinians and taking their fucking goddamn homes, their fucking goddamn property, and fucking killing them like goddamn animals. We had one video up on the site. I don't, some of you probably seen it, where the fucker's fucking with the guy and the guy that's, you know, selling hot dogs in the goddamn hot dog stand, coming up and you say 4,000 babies were killed. Wasn't enough. Man, if I'd been standing, I'd bust that motherfucker right in the fucking face, and I don't give a shit what the consequences are. This is by Connor Freeman, antiwar.com. Scores of Palestinians in rural areas have been displaced as settlers burn homes. Settlers burn homes. Now, this would be like you and me going down and taking care of this shit down in Klamath Falls, wouldn't it? these settlers, they just go and do this. There's no fucking goddamn, they're under no restraint. They just can go, if you're a Palestinian, they can burn your home. Why can you do that? Well, this is a Palestinian, don't you see? Burn homes, destroy solar panels and panels, steal sheep and vandalize other property. Amid Israel's brutal bombing campaign and invasion of the besieged Gaza Strip, which has killed many thousands of illegal settlers in the West Bank. See, they even say they're illegal settlers. But they're going out and they're burning people's fucking homes down. They're shooting them. They're fucking beating them. Where's the fucking, you know, these great fucking people, these Jew motherfuckers? Where's their law and order, man? Illegal settlers in the West Bank have vastly, which the West Bank belongs to fucking Syria, by the way, have vastly ramped up their attacks, murders, and land theft against indigenous villagers. Roughly 226 Palestinians, including more than 50 children, have been killed in the West Bank since the bombardment. And this ain't even by the fucking goddamn IDF, the fucking, their supposed soldiers or their police. This is just vigilantes. Is that what you called that boy who fucking went and let his girlfriend be raped by some scum fucking bag you brought to town? What, he a vigilante? Have been killed the West Bank bombard, roughly 226 Palestinians, including 50 children, have been killed in the West Bank since bombardment of Gaza began. And you know what? Fucking we're guilty. We're fucking paying for it. We're paying for the bombs. I'm sure we're paying to arm these motherfucking goddamn illegal fucking invaders on the fucking Syrian land. I'm sure we're paying for their guns and their bullets and anything else they want to fucking kill Palestinians. I'm sure we're fucking paying for, get out there, make sure you pay your fucking taxes. A recent investigation published in Plus 972 magazine and Israeli outlet documents the assault against Palestinians in the southern city of Hebron and surrounding areas. In multiple places, Palestinians were forced to leave their residence under the weight of settler attacks launched. See, these aren't even, okay. Isn't that vigilantism? And on somebody's land and invasion? I mean, come on. Attacks launched day and night. The settlers have burned homes, stolen sheep, blocked roads, and vandalized property. They have shot, beaten, threatened, and body searched Palestinian residents. Even the city of Hebron has not been. This is our most important ally. These fucking sick son of a bitch and maniac fucking bastards. This is not your land. This is Syria's fucking land. When it was first fucking taken during, I think it was the 1968 war, it was supposed to be a 15-mile buffer zone. Oh, they found oil on it. Of course they did. You think the fucking Jews ever give anything fucking back? It was stolen fucking land. This land belongs to fucking Syria, just like Palestine belongs to the Palestinians. And these cocksuckers think that they're fucking above every fucking body else. You son of a bitches are going to fight some real men coming soon. Hebron has been spared from his campaign, with the Israeli army and settlers imposing a lockdown in the area known as H2 and emergency laws further extricating perpetrators from accountability. Well, further, you got an extra made a law so that the fucking people who are going in these people's houses, beating them, shooting them, and taking their shit have no accountability under the law. This is our most important ally. The people, Jewland, I mean, they're running flying their flags in our fucking country. Amjad, Iraq, Iraqi reports in 972 magazine, plus 972 magazine. Since the October 7th Hamas attacks, see, here you go. Now, here is where the propaganda comes. This is why these fuckers here get to have fat wallets and $100,000 motherfucking sets. This is what they do. This is the controlled opposition. This is the fucking lie. Since the October Hamas attack in southern Israel, no, I think it was a goddamn fucking Mossad, Hamas, which both are controlled by Israel, fucking black, False flag operation. Isn't that what's been discovered? Isn't that what every fucking body knows by now? But you're still putting this in your, is this why you get to have this fucking, I mean, you had a bunch of bucks to start it with anyway, but man, I'm telling you, is this why you get to be up on the fucking goddamn site? You fucking goddamn, you incorporated fucking whores. About 400 Palestinians located in the Hebron region, including over 250 women and children, have had to flee their land and property. The communities of Kirchbet, Zanuta, Eitrea, I don't speak Arabic, I'm sorry, or I don't speak fucking goddamn Yiddish either. Kirchbet, Azan, Makot, Maslam, Al-Radim, and Al-Quaynab have been entirely evacuated in several seas by illegal settlers. They ain't even supposed to be there. Yet they made a law to make it so that they couldn't be accountable for killing fucking Palestinians, taking their land, burning their houses down, what might have, because this is genocide, and it has nothing to do with the fucking a war. They call it the fucking Israeli-Gaza war. My fucking ass. God damn, what is... the beating up of the little fucking blind crippled girl in the fucking corner is what this is, and we're being attacked fucking ships because we're going to... Hey, man, you know what? Syria, you're next. And then comes our Libya, and then Syria, and then Jordan, and then fucking Iran. And I tell you what, you Turks had better get the fucking moving on it, man. The sooner you fight, the more better chance you fucking got, I think. On the morning of October 7th in the Kibbutz Zanuta, settlers attacked violently, targeting families and destroying their solar panels and stoning their tents, in which they had to sleep at night for years to avoid being attacked in their homes by settlers. Illegal. Unlawful. International law. I heard somebody say, we need to convene another Nuremberg. Fuck you. What? Fuck you. Are you that stupid? Soon afterwards, what we need to do is fucking arm the Arabs, take the fucking arms away from the goddamn Jews, disarm the motherfuckers. They're animals. They built their fucking new whole nuclear fucking system without a fucking word from nobody. Who do you think's the aggressor in that goddamn area now? Who? Soon afterward, the village was completely abandoned. Then on October 9th, Al-Quanab, north of Hebron, was attacked by more than three dozen armed settlers. A 76-year-old sheep farmer named Mohammed Shalaladeh and his family of 10 were violently kicked off their land by settlers. That's not settlers. That's fucking conquerors. That's not settling. That's stealing, you thieving motherfuckers. No different than what happened here. We kind of established a beachhead here in the Americas. There were Cherokees, they had towns. And all the Indians, they act like this place was just fucking, there weren't nobody here, a few fucking savages. There were more Indians here than there were fucking white people in Europe before 1691. And the bottom line is they did. I've read books and they come in just, the people, they had their fields of fucking corn growing. The Indians did. They came, did the same shit, probably performed by ancestors of the same fucking people. Just take your fucking shit. God damn it. Why should we be upset about it? God damn it. Oh, wait a minute. They're our most valued ally. Why? Why are they our most valued ally? Because they do stuff so fucking bad that it makes us look like we're not quite so bad. No, wait a minute. We do it all the shit for them, don't we? We fucking pay for it. We pay for all this shit. I guarantee you these fucking armed goddamn, vigilantes? Are fucking armed by our fucking, you working right now, you're sweating, you're listening to this over the fucking radio and you're sweating, you're working, you're paying for this shit. Returned hours later around 10 p.m. When no lights were working in the house, attacked Shayla Dez family once again and stole approximately $15,000. Shayla Dez had earned selling sheep and was saving to buy grain for his flock. The settlers, they're not settlers. These are goddamn raiders. Think about it. See how they try to use the fucking language to fucking make, soften the fucking goddamn hideous, the fucking terribleness of this shit. The settlers then forced Shaladah and his family to leave their home. As they walked away with nowhere to go, the settlers burned the family's house down. How would you like this to happen to you? And you're fucking paying for it, and you're allowing it. We don't have to allow this shit, people. We never have had to allow it. It's just, you got to have a few fucking, you got to have the cojones. You got to have a backbone. You got to be willing to fucking take and throw this fucking corporation under the bus and then back the bus backwards and forwards till every fucking one of them are down and dead. There need to be trials, all right. They need to be in the United States of America for fucking treason and sedition against the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. And they'd all fucking hang because they've all done it prima facie. I mean, they're out in your goddamn face doing it now, aren't they? I mean, you talk about the genocide happening in Gaza, right in your fucking face, and the asshole that came up to that fucking food cart. We killed 4,000 babies. I wish we'd killed more. I wish you were dead, you motherfucker. You will pay. You will reap what you have fucking sown. Anyway, I'm disgusted enough, people, that we got to show off here. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. I'm sorry about the little mishaps last week when my son was here and, fucking took precedence. I'm sorry. Fucking, I didn't want to have no more wasted days in my life. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. That is the Word from the Trenches.
Half the country has a stupid.
Have a nice day, brother. I just try to catch you.
Here I come.